Amen. Hallelujah. Now you may be seated for a short period of time as we look at Psalms 65. We began yesterday to see the things that a believer can do to move the hand of God. When there is an emergency and you need God to arise on your behalf, there are a few covenant practices that you can deploy as you demand an intervention from God. Amen. So we saw how that Elijah delivered 7 units of prayer, just like an auction, when a commodity is placed on display and is open to the people in the auction floor to set up a price tag for the product. The person that goes home with the product is the person that still has money, currency, units to deploy. Amen. Such a person is going to go home with the product. Endurance is the ability to outlast the devil. He has a few currencies to put on the table, but if you have units, it's not a... There were transactions, and Elijah brought 7 units, and he was able to secure the transaction. When the transaction was secured, he now advised Ahab to advance into the city, because the rain that he heard about was about to come. There is that point in your transaction in the spirit where you can be certain that the womb of the morning has received instruction to give birth to that which you created in the place of spiritual transaction. That's what Elijah did. Hallelujah. So that's the first one. And the question yesterday is, what do you bring? How many units do you have at your disposal that you can be pulling out of as the auction is still available for transaction until you overwhelm the entire trade and you seal the deal? What do you bring? Please help me ask your neighbor, what do you bring? Like I said yesterday, we are like a company of young fathers. Fathers are coming up among us. New marriages and all of that. New children. Very soon the community of children here will be massive. Hallelujah. Now, for the period that your wife is pregnant, which is like 9 months, gestation period, you're supposed to be transacting. A transaction that captures the full scope of the destiny of that child, so that at the time of delivery you have sealed the destiny of that child. I told you of what happened to me when I went to the village and I took my children this Christmas. Then the elders came and said, you have only 2 children. Are you not aware that eventualities can take place? And when eventualities take place, you find out that the number will pay off. That counsel is only relevant for people that have not transacted. If you have not transacted, please follow that counsel of the elders. And by following the counsel, you're actually making provision for their attack. So before the elders noticed that I had only 2 children, I had already sealed the transaction pertaining to their destiny. So there was no further trade that was available when the auction had ended. The auction market has ended. Everybody had gone home. The one that purchased the product has also taken it. There's no more trading.
So they came late for the matter that they raised. Because the auction about that matter has what? Has been concluded. And I asked yesterday, what do you bring? Today, it is needful for us to understand that the purposes of the old creation are locked up in cycles and circles. Cycles and what? Circles. That was what the preacher was trying to unveil in the book of Ecclesiastes. Cycles and what?
Circles.
He said, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Those cycles and those circles will consistently perpetrate themselves. Now, what that expo that is revealed in Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 was intended to do, to achieve in our lives, is that these things are constant. Are you with me? Summer and winter, constant. The cycles will continue. Day and night, constant. The cycles will continue. Cold and heat, constant. The cycles will continue. And there's nothing you can do about it. The purposes of the old creation were reduced to circles and cycles the moment man rebelled against God and declared independence against God. The Holy Spirit that was intended to be the governor of this creation withdrew. And all that was left in this creation are cycles and circles. Are you with me? Because the purposes of God cannot be established with time. It will take spirit to establish the purpose of God. And upon man declaring independence against God, the Holy Spirit had no platform to exist in the old creation, so the Holy Ghost had to go. Hallelujah. Now, so we, even though we are of a new creation, we are domiciled in an old creation. All right? And we are passing through this old creation as ambassadors, as pilgrims. We have been assigned to function here, but we are not from here. But we must understand that the purposes of this creation are captured in what? Cycles and circles. If you check all the four constants that were given to us in the expo of Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, four constants. As long as the earth remains, one, seed time and harvest. Now, in among all those four constants, seed time and harvest is the only constant that you can influence. All the other constants cannot be influenced. You cannot influence day and night. You might say, hey, pastor, calm down. What are you saying? Joshua was able to suspend the sun. The sun was no longer moving across his orbit. And he took a day out of February. It means that time can actually be held hostage. That's an exception. I say we don't build our lives on exceptions. We build our lives on constants. Things that God has made available to all of us. For you to be expecting that God will give you the grace to suspend the sun so that you can advance. Hey, you will wait for a very long time. Maybe your grandchildren will still be waiting for that to happen. Me, I don't need the sun to stand still for me to advance. I take advantage of the general principles that are available to all of us as Christians. Now, so it's needful for us to understand that we operate, we are domiciled, we are pilgrims in that creation that is typified by circles and cycles. And of all the cycles and the circles that are in this creation, you can only influence one of the principles, which is the principle of what? Seed time. And what? Harvest. So the second layer of transaction, because we saw the first layer of transaction yesterday, which is transactions that have to do with the womb of the morning. And in that transaction, you bring units. And Elijah was capable of delivering 7 units. And in the 7th unit delivery, he was able to seal the transaction. And that which he heard from God was now about to come to pass. Those are dealings and transactions in the womb of the morning. That is what the witches know how to do, and when they finish When they accomplish a transaction, they can even make something like a prophecy. There was a church those days, and there were witches, part of the prayer group. And then the chief prophet of the church will come and prophesy that, somebody is about to die. Then the church will start fasting and prayer, and then the person will die. Then after 2 years, the prophet will rise up again and say, somebody is about to die. Then the church will rise up and pray and fast, and the person will die. So they said the prophet's word has never fallen to the ground until the day came when they invited the real prophet. When the real prophet came, the first witch the prophet identified was the great prophet of... It was a strange moment. It was a strange moment. But the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Now, if you transact in the womb of the morning, you can actually tell that a deal has been sealed. Wizard or prophet, you can come and say, this thing is about to happen. And I told you yesterday that don't go to CNN, don't go to FM stereo to prophesy, except you know how to deliver units and transact in the womb of the morning and secure the auction deal, seal the deal, such that the opposing side has not no units again to bring to the table about the matter. Then you win the day. And there is a sign that appears in the spirit as touching the efficacy of your transaction. You know, when you transfer money from your account using First Mobile, how many of you are with First Bank? I like First Mobile. It saves me the stress of going to the bank to take a teller, and then you meet angry people, some people that didn't sleep well, all of that is just in the privacy of your bedroom, you strike. You see, and it's so wonderful that when you do a transaction on First Mobile, the bank sends you a text message as a confirmation for your transaction. And that's how it is in the spirit. When you have transacted effectively, there is a sign to show it. And that's why Elijah sent his servant, go and check the sky. The transaction I'm doing, the sky will reveal it. The womb of the morning will send the testimony. And you will see the effect of what I'm trying to dig out right here. So you go check. Anybody that is in the spirit can see this one. So I don't need to be the one to check. So you go check. The seventh time he came with a sign. Now, the sign was so insignificant and it was actually subject to doubt. But in the realm of the spirit, that which is small is an indication of a big thing. Do you remember the story of, what's the name of that ship that capsized? Titanic. The developer of the Titanic said that even God cannot crash it down. It was a little iceberg. They called it a little iceberg. Just because it was, the aspect that was above water was small, but it was massive under. Now, in the spirit, a sign can come that is so insignificant. But that is actually the title deed of a massive transaction. Spiritual people know that. Now, so my question yesterday was what? What do you bring? Elijah had 7 units. I've seen a lot of people close to the ceiling of several deals in the spirit, and then they now back out. In spiritual transactions in the womb of the morning, it is better for you to have the amount for the transaction or don't come at all, because your attempt will not be remembered. Hallelujah. And that's why it's called a good fight of faith. Good fight. War, a good warfare. Because you are not fighting a fresh battle. You know God has already given his word about the matter. That becomes the confidence that stirs you into consistent warfare and transaction of this nature. Now, the second level of transaction is predicated on the principle that is in the old creation, the principle of cycles and circles. And this principle of cycles and circles actually remains efficacious on a golden rule. It says, as long as what? The earth does what? It means this principle will expire the moment the earth is no longer available. Is that true? Meanwhile, there's another principle that is higher than this that you can engage Even though the earth has expired, it will still produce results in a realm beyond the earth. Now, but let's start from here at day two. Day three, we'll now see how to transact in the spirit such that that limitation of as long as the earth remains will no longer be a factor of production. Hallelujah. Cycles and circles. The basis of its efficacy is what? As long as the earth remains. All right. Two scriptures. One scripture is Psalm 65. Second scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we'll do it for 15 minutes. We'll stop so that we can find time to pray. A spiritual man is supposed to be the wisest of men. Hallelujah. I took time to study about the prophets in the Bible. And I found out that the prophets of the Old Testament did not have a pulpit. There was no pulpit for them. They were not preachers the way we are today. Those guys who just dwell in the cave until there's national crisis, until there's recession, until there's darkness, until one terrible thing happens, then they go to look for them. In fact, most times the address is not known. Somebody like Elijah, you don't have a fixed place to find him. It's him that finds you. Now, so the prophet's assignment was always territorial. But our prophets of this day are glued to a pulpit. If we really had Bible-based prophets in our nation, like Nigeria, they would take the army, military people to where the Chibok girls are. Those are the kind of guys. They were territorial in nature. The assignment was not to tell you your name or your father's name. They came to solve national issues. When the land was overtaken by darkness. Now, our estimation of a prophet is quite different from the biblical estimation. Hallelujah. But I believe that will not be for too long. It will not be for too long. God will come to our aid. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of Psalm 65, this is a very strong statement. This statement is born out of deep understanding. Psalm 65 verse 1. It says, praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Can you jump to verse 4? Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that they may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us. O God, our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Jump to verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11. Thou visitest the earth, and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the riches thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof, thou makest it soft with showers, thou blessest the springing thereof, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy past drop fatness. Now this is a riddle. You may not know the context in which this psalmist is making these proclamations until we grab his statements and put it in an accurate crucible that gives us a perspective of the context that he's talking about. And that context we can find in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. So we'll come back here subsequently. Jesus, help us. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Don't forget where we started from. Because every statement I've made till now is critical in trying to understand this second level. How can we move the hand of God? Don't forget the cyclical principle, and that the old creation sustains principles that are cyclical and secular. Cycles and circles. Nitrogen cycle, oxygen cycle. All right, you get? Keeps is cyclical. That's how the old creation sustains itself. Now that the Holy Spirit has been withdrawn from it. But even though there are those cycles, there is a particular principle that can work in the midst of that creation, with which you can actually have a predictable future. You know what you mean? Now let me break it. Let me lend you more understanding. I hope you know that Genesis chapter 18 was the utterance that God gave to Noah. And Noah was able to secure that utterance because he sacrificed unto God. There was a flood. And that flood was a function of the judgment of God. And when God judged the earth, Noah knew that God could judge the earth again. And that was the reason for his transaction and negotiation. He wanted to know on what basis life can be predictable upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. And hence, he decided to transact with God. The effect of his intercession was what produced that utterance. As long as the earth remains, seed time, harvest, cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night shall not cease. Then God stopped. That means he had to go study all the variables, study all those things that were held constant. God was saying, this is the principle by which the earth realm will now function at this time. And if you check all the four factors that he made available, you can only influence one of the factors, which is seed time and harvest. So in a cyclical and secular kind of world, it's only seed time and harvest that is the principle that you can influence in order for you to have a future that is predictable. All right? Good. Okay. Now, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. It reads, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephratite. He had two wives. The name of one was Anna, the name of the other Penina. And Penina had children, but Anna had no children. Hallelujah. All right, okay. Verse 3 shows their custom. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. We can jump now. Let's jump the whole story and go to my point, which is in verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. In school, we used to have what is called an academic year. I don't know, maybe the scholars in our midst, people that are educationists, can tell us what academic year we are in now. Because those days, we can be in 2002. And they will say we are still in 2001 academic session. Am I wrong? Now, so we have something called an academic year. We have something called a business year. The last time I checked, a business year ends in March. That's when the annual general meeting is held. Appraisals are done. And then new strategies are adopted for the new business year. You can see the effect of the previous strategies at the end of the business cycle, when all the money that you have sent out has come back in terms of profit, has come back in terms of capital. You can now know if your strategy for the last business year was effective. So business runs in cycles. Education runs in cycles. This guy is trying to make us understand, Elkanah is trying to make us understand that there are several things that you need to do in the beginning of a spiritual year. So we have business year, we have academic year, we also have what? A spiritual year. So in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, there were several principles that these guys adopted in line with the cyclical and the secular kind of orientation that is left sustainable in the old creation. You know, the only principle that you can manipulate among all the variables that God made available, that is what has been exploited in this. There are two things that they go to do in Shiloh. The first thing is that they go there with a yearly sacrifice. The second thing is that they go there to make a vow. Are you with me? You will notice that it was in Shiloh that Hannah went and made a vow to the Lord. If they want to make a vow, they don't make a vow at home. They wait for the yearly pilgrimage. And when they get to Shiloh, they bring a sacrifice and they bring a vow. Are you still with me? All right, so Anna's vow was that, God, if you give me a child. Prior to this time, Anna was vowless. It is possible for a spiritual man to be vowless. You are without a vow. You are just running like that and trusting God. I said yesterday that if you want to be a great man, there are principles that you have to adopt. And if by any means you have a calling into ministry, you are going to understand how to use megabytes and terabytes. If you are going to create a spiritual effect that will be responsible for your rising among men. There are too many men. Why should you be preferred? Why should there be an advantage on your own particular life? Life responds to deep principles. People that know how to engage this deep principle. That's why till tomorrow, there are still people that are ready and available to be initiated into witchcraft. Till tomorrow in your village, there are still people that want to be initiated because they want to understand the ropes of how to influence the natural temple and then bring about the result of dominion and manipulation and influence. Now, so these guys go to Shiloh every year. It was a yearly practice. In order for them to begin their spiritual year, there were two basic things that they had to do. First among the things is that they give a sacrifice to God. And then after giving a sacrifice to God, what is the implication of a sacrifice? Hallelujah. Because if you are about to suspect me and say, Pastor wants us to give money, so he has come now. He's weaving it in scripture. I think I've paid a price to say some things. I've paid a price. Now, what's the implication of a sacrifice? We need to do this very, very thoroughly. Even though I don't have much time. By 6 o'clock, our prayers begin. I have just like 15 minutes. But I need to get your own opinion on what a sacrifice is. My microphone, please. My microphone. What's a sacrifice? What do you do? What's the implication of giving God a sacrifice? You can be a good Christian and be like this until we hit old age. Yes, you don't touch women, you don't drink, you're just a good guy. Everybody knows about your integrity. If it's on issues of integrity, you are a cool guy and all of that. But you did not fulfill your measure. And that's a choice. Because you did not adopt the principles that God made available. And that's not God's fault. That is a measure that you have decided to walk in. What does a sacrifice do? Either in the divine world or in the occultic world. It's the same principle that is at work. Who can help me right now? sacrifice. Amen. Okay. I would have wanted you to speak last. No, let's give another person. It, people that know sacrifice in darkness, they understand it very well when they come to light. Hallelujah. I had a friend those days, he was a Sele man. Sele. Then he gave his life to Christ and came to church and said, you people don't pray. So in Sele, they used to do some things. Then he now learned how to speak in tongues. That guy, we didn't see his back again. He took off like a tornado. An Ezemo that gives his life to Christ will not practice Christianity the way you are doing. Because he has seen the dark realm. He knows the principles that work. And one of them is sacrifice. Now, who can tell us the implication of a sacrifice? Okay, let's start with him. Oh, mommy is here. Hey, come. Hallelujah. The implication.
It is to secure for you a kind of favor.
A favor. That's number one. A sacrifice can secure for you a favor before God. A favor before God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we need to, sometimes we are under pressure to share our testimony. Not by way of advertising. You can secure favor from God by giving what? Yes. Do you have anything to add to that? You don't need to stand.
It can, you are giving God something that costs you something so that He will do for you what you ordinarily...
Partnership. You want to come into partnership with God. For God to partner with you. Alright? You want God to partner with you. What you do is that you give God something that shakes you. When you give God something that shakes you, it will be clear that you are depending on God for Him to do the rest. It's partnership. Sacrifices have a way of engaging God to partner with you. Now, when you pay your tithe, what's the implication? The money you have is not sufficient for you, then you now remove 10% to give to God. What you are trying to get is God's involvement in your life. The last time I checked, if a cow delivers, it delivers one kid. Is it true? How many puppies does a dog deliver? Some 10, some 8, some 6. Alright? And they kill cows every day, but we still have more cows than dogs. Think about it. At some point, you now discover that it's not the amount of money that you have that matters, but it's how blessed what you have is. Now, if God is not involved with you, it doesn't matter what you have. Darkness will blow upon it and it will be nothing. I remember the testimony of a policeman. What was his testimony? That they used to collect money by the road. And when he brings the money, in a month, he gets like 100,000. And when he brings the money home, there must be sickness. There must be trouble. He will have an accident. He has to pay something. And he will pay as much as that money that he got. It means that the money that he has received is not blessed. And so when the kingdom of darkness is aware that the money has come in, they will generate problem to consume that money. So when he gave his life to Christ, he decided by experience that he will not take bribe again. And when he decided not to take bribe again, his little salary, which he doesn't use to, all right, he felt it was not enough. He now began to become enough because people were not falling sick. Eventualities were not taking place. Then he came to understand that actually this physical realm is regulated by the spiritual. It depends on the spirit that you have engaged to participate in your realm. Spiritual people don't think that sacrifice is because a pastor is hungry. And the pastor is now trying to look for a way to get... No, let's go beyond that. That's why I say
I paid the price to be able to preach this. Now, these guys, when they go to activate a spiritual year, they go to Shiloh, and there are two things that they do. First of all, they bring a sacrifice, and then they now make a vow that God, if you do this, I will do this. And I said that it is possible for you to be vowless. You have never used that lifeline of a vow before. And probably you are a defaulter of vows. You made a vow and then you absconded. Now, if you want to come to that point where you want to make a vow with God, you must don't allow anybody influence you to make it. Even if there's a project in church and pastor is saying, come and make a vow. Now, a project, if we have a project, which we have one this year, it is all of our responsibility to see that our money is part of it. Alright? It's all of our responsibility. However, even if I press you to make a vow, don't make one. Make a vow because it is your own decision. Are you following? It is what? Your own decision. Now, when you are making a vow, if we check the scenarios in scripture where people made vows, are you with me? Those scenarios, they came up with the vow of their own volition. Not that the preacher man was on the pulpit and then trying to get them to act drama. No. They came about it by themselves. So, a vow engages God. A sacrifice can afford you some kind of favor or partnership from God. When you make a vow and God accepts your vow, hallelujah, it's one of the ways, you know, the Bible says, prove me now herewith. It's one of the ways by which we can prove the Lord. Meanwhile, there are several things that you need to do in order for you to have the moral qualification to be able to prove God. It's not every Tom, Dick, and Harry that can claim that he wants to prove God and that's why he wants to cast his dice. No. I'm going to show you the protocol. Now, so these guys, in order for them to open a spiritual year is opened by a deliberate sacrifice and a vow. And I need to tell us something quickly. My brother-in-law said he wanted to sow a seed into the ministry. Then his seed was how much? 2 million. 2 million, I guess. 2 million. So it's the 2 million we used to buy this AC. And then, when we now got 2 million for AC, we now had a need of a generator that will power the AC. So I said, okay, me, my own vow would be to buy the AC. So the AC costed 2,004,000. 2,004,000. That was the first time I gave 2 million in my life. Guess what? I broke the backbone of poverty with that sacrifice. When I gave that 2 million, what happened was that I had an instruction to open a bank account. So I opened it with Zenith Bank. So when I go to a place and somebody comes to me and says, Pastor, you bless me. Please, can we have your bank account? I'll give them that one. Pastor, you bless me. Can we have your bank account? Now, that afforded me the opportunity to be able to measure. Are you with me? Now, if you don't have a way to measure God's involvement in your life, you probably are not going to be a thankful Christian. So that bank account that I opened is not my salary account. It's a different account. So that intervention became measurable. All right? Became measurable. Many times there were people I did not know. Many times there are people that I have not even reached. The other day somebody sent me a text message Because when you call me and I don't have your number, I don't pick. So the person must have tried calling me several times and I didn't pick. So he sent a text message. I'm so person from so place. I'm just listening to your message now. And I felt like sowing a seed into your life. I sent that number. You understand what I'm talking about? Then I now discovered that that bank account, the response that was coming, anytime I have a need, that bank account, the alert. And this experience began when I sold 2 million. And it has been consistent now for the past 5 years. So I can say it publicly because it's consistent. In fact, when we say, okay, we want to do something, I give 500,000. Leave the account. In a short while, it begins to peak again. So there was no need for me to join MMM. But there was... There was no need. There was no need. Something was at work. And with due respect to all the people that are mourning on the account of MMM. With due respect to you. Hallelujah. No hard feelings. Nothing. Hallelujah. Something broke. Something broke hard. And a new day came. A new day came. And for me, I'm a father of many people. So many people with needs, they run to me. So that account is where I disburse from. Oh, you want to pay school fees? Take this. Then the account will now go and become 50,000. Then I will leave it. Then I'll add 7,000, 5,000, 2,000, 1,5, 1,5, 1,5, 1,5, 1,5, 1,5, 2,000, 3,000, 20,000. Hallelujah. There are even sometimes somebody has a need. I say, Kai, there's no money now, but go, tomorrow come. Before that, tomorrow. So I pray for many things, but no money. In this stage of my life, I don't pray for money. That covenant, that thing, boom. So for somebody that has had that experience before, you don't need to cajole the person to sacrifice. The person knows, for people like us, every year, according to the scriptures, we begin the year with a sacrifice. So, but for Elkanah, he has a sacrifice and a vow. Notice in the book of Psalms, what does it say? It says, praise waited for thee in what? In Zion. Unto thee with my vows be performed. Unto the Lord that answers prayer shall all flesh come. So when he went to make that vow, are you with me? Before the year even started, God had met it. So he labored and prepared the vow and kept it and was waiting for another spiritual year for him to go to Shiloh and drop this vow, make a new sacrifice, and make a fresh vow. When a man makes a vow, he forces the hand of God. He forces the hand of God. I've seen many regular Christians, many good Christians, average Christians, just running on nothing supernatural, no spark in their life, nothing abnormal happening to you, that you know that, oh, this is an intervention from God. It's possible to live on that realm. But if you want to go beyond that realm, you will provoke some involvement of God by some radical activities. Now, so this guy did not wait even for the answers to his vow to have come into place before he went to secure it. Okay? Now, this is the guy's testimony. The guy said that based on his experience, God answered his vow by terrible things in righteousness. Now, you may not be privileged to experience the dynamics that is in God until you go deeper to transact with him in the places of the deep. How did it answer? Not normally. He answered by terrible things in righteousness. What does it mean when we say terrible things in righteousness? What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of that? Oh my. You want to come to the rescue? Terrible things in righteousness. Because we see some of those expressions in the Bible and it's quite complex.
terrible things. Imagine unusual great acts.
Unusual great acts.
But they are right. They are not out of place. They are done in the right way.
Yeah.
Not cutting corners.
Not cutting corners. Now, let me give you an example of a terrible thing. When we opened the office here, I was sent from Abuja to come open our office here at the depot. We opened the office and our manager was to visit the zone and to check the status of the depot. And already prepared reports, how many tanks were blind, how many tanks were in perfect condition, and the state of capacity on the utilization of the facility. The regional consumption of petrol, diesel, and kerosene. Those days, the highest we had here was 18 million liters per month. That's the highest on my record. So I had everything intact to come deliver, you know, my own presentation about my surveillance of the zone. Now, surprisingly, when the guy showed up, he was not interested in my rhetorics and my report. What he said was that he heard that Benue ladies are succulent. My hard-earned report to provide a graphic picture of the petroleum product consumption rate within this axis, which covers Kogi State, Benue State, Taraba State, and Nasarawa State, was there. The political issues involved. I came up, my report was not what was required. He said that there is a stock, a brand of damsels in this region that is of repute. Then I should saddle my vehicle and go and bring some products. Ah, so I told him that. Are you not aware that I'm an evangelist? My reputation as an evangelist is long established. And this requirement is contrary to that reputation. I thought it was a joke because he laughed about it. And I said, well, as a staunch Christian that was born in this place and people who have known me to be a pastor in this place, it will be tantamount to death for me to respond to him. That I'll have to die to what I am. But I will look for a script Bible for him to pass the time. I did not know that the guy left with a vow because he did not allow me to come and bid him farewell. He took off by 5 o'clock in the morning. By the time I reached there, when I called him, he said, ah, I'm in Lafia. That was when my problem started. He left with a vow that I would never be promoted because I was in his branch. I'm in operations and he's the operations manager. The first operations manager that we had. And to a great extent, you know the civil service thing. You cannot go beyond the blessings of... So you have to become a hypocrite, which was something I was not ready to become because of government job. Christianity entered me a lot before I got the job. So we will change the job, not the job change us. So the guy left, and for 5 years I was not promoted as I expected. Hallelujah. And I would preach the gospel, we prayed, we did all the things we could do. And then, when the 50 year passed and I was not promoted, people like Vivian were. Meanwhile, when we wrote a test, out of 120 people, 3 of us came out best. My name was there. They did not say who was the best. They just said 3 of these people have outsmarted all of you. I was there in number 3, for God's sake. We got an administrative promotion which was not effected in the fire. Alright, so I got troubled and I went to the zoo and I tarried there for 48 hours. And after 48 hours, the great one told me, you have been promoted, go home. So I went home. So when I went home, 4 months later in Uniagric, they were to give our executive secretary a honorary doctorate degree, so they came to UniAgri. And I went to receive them at the toll gate. Took them to Royal Choice Inn. They said, they heard that there's pounded yam here. I should take them to a local place where they eat pounded yam. I said, okay, this is your agbada, you have to pull it. Wear a t-shirt, put jeans on. Let's go like countrymen. If not, you will not know what will happen. And you know, when you say that, you know, and they like their life, they want to live forever. So they obeyed me. I wore a t-shirt. And then you see the stomach on the t-shirt like that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Took them somewhere. When they ate, they heard the pounded yam. They said, this is yam. Ha! When we're through with that, they came to the depot to carry out a facility tour. I gave them, because I know the details, I know those days. I've left here for long, I don't have the details anymore. But those days I had it. This is that. The length of the pipeline system 2X. It's system 2X that comes this place from Enugu to Makurdi. Places that have been vandalized and what needs to be done. The reason why we adopted trucking as the mode of product transportation, even though it's the costliest. We finished that, and the guy now said, what do you advise in this matter? I gave my own advice, and I told him why I said what I said. Then he wrote it down. Unknown to me, it was an interview I was going through. We went to UniAgri, did all of that, and he went back to Abuja and called the same man that came to visit me, that manager. Bring that man's fire. This guy is going to be promoted for 5 years. I promote him now. Write his letter, I will sign. Next year, promote him again. Write another letter, I will sign. So that same man wrote the letter, because he was admin, he was chief of admin at that time. The time he came was manager. This time he was GM. As GM, he signed 2 of my promotion letters after making a vow that I will never be promoted. Now, if that had been the end of the matter, it would have been terrible enough. Then after that time, he stole money and now sacked him. So that's terrible things. What? Now, if a man that has a vow with God, a man that has a covenant with God, is a deadly man. If you don't know where to fight, avoid the man, fight other people, nothing will happen to you. But when you fight that man, the justice system, the scale of justice, judgment and equity that will be used to answer your matter will be a very strong scale that administers justice under terrible circumstances. And so that's what it means. There are several insurance companies that if you have any transaction going with them, you have an automatic life cover. At least Mutual Assurance does that. If you have any transaction. Like if they are helping you to keep your rent. You know, in Lagos, the rent is high. So they know you will need to make some savings in order for you to pay. So they come and say, okay, we will keep the money you are ready to pay every month. We'll keep it for you as your savings. And there will be interest on it. However, while you are still saving with us, you have life cover. If anything should happen to you, who do you want us to give so and so money? So I wrote my wife's name. I did not go there for any insurance policy. I just went there to be putting my rent money. You understand? Every month I put a portion of it because it's 600,000. So at the end of the year, I have my 600,000. But if you are transacting with them, in addition to the savings, there is what? Life cover. Now, when you are doing business with God, in addition to that business you are doing, there is life cover. There's an insurance policy that covers you such that if an enemy comes to strike you, God uses the strictest measures of justice, of judgment and equity so that it will be evident that there is a strong hand of God that is at work in your life. Now, so, he say, praise waiteth for thee in Zion. Are you there? Psalm 65. Praise waited for thee in Zion. Unto thee will my vows be performed. So this guy now, what is happening here is that this is one of the people that went to Shiloh. He has already put his sacrifice on ground and he has made a vow. And before the year starts, the lines are beginning to fall to him in pleasant places. You will think it's luck, but it's a transaction. You will think it just happened, but it was compelled to happen. You will think, this guy is lucky, but there's nothing like that in the Bible. That word luck, it's not in the Bible. Have you checked it? There's no luck. That word luck is not in the Bible. Nothing happens by chance. It is made to happen. It is programmed to happen. There's nothing like luck. Now, notice what I'm trying to draw your attention to. This guy said, thou visitest the earth, thou waterest it. You know the general things that God does. Brings rain, brings sunlight, visits the farm, visits doctor's farm, visits everybody's farm, visits. You will think that God is working in general. Because he brings sunlight, everybody experiences sunlight, brings rainfall, everybody experiences rainfall, he brings salary, everybody has salary. Huh? But at the end of the day, the man that is in covenant will say, thou crownest the year with goodness. Meanwhile, the sunlight that came upon everybody. The rain that fell upon everybody's farm. You would think that God was dealing with us on a general basis. Meanwhile, this guy had a specific individualistic testimony that was based on God's special commitment to him. So behind the rain that fell, which you felt was a general provision for everybody, there was a premeditated target to ensure that those general things will be cover ups behind the lifting of a man that has contact with God. Now, I decided that I will not be on the low side of life, because God was a God of covenant. The Bible says, what? Our God is a God of knowledge, and by him, actions are weighed. I studied scripture, and I found out something. The widow, the orphan, the stranger, the fatherless. These people are people that God takes responsibility for. Have you found that in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Those people that are vulnerable, those people that are weak, those people that are incapacitated, those people that cannot fight for themselves, it is God that takes responsibility to cater for these people. Now, covenant people that are wise, because widows are plenty. Widows are many. Disadvantaged people are plenty. A man that man takes it as a point of duty to see what he can be doing about someone that is disadvantaged. Such a person is actually doing God's work. And God must undertake to ensure that such a person lives long. And those are people that understand that first principle. Yes, that was unveiled to Noah. That from henceforth, this is the basis upon which your physical civilization will be established. And if you know how to deal properly with these variables, you will have a future that is predictable, that demons and devils cannot manipulate. The first employment I had, I had saved money. Saved a lot of money. Those days, when you save 200 naira, is a lot of money. So I saved money. Hallelujah. And the reason for the savings was that I wanted a belt. You know, those days, there was one belt they used to call 501. You know it? My God. I had a plan to go on 501. Wow. Glory. Now, when I had finished saving the money, we went to church and there was a project. And all the money from 501, if I died when I gave that money, I died. I gave that money out. And I turned back and went home. I was reaching home when somebody came to my house and said, they saw a young man here. Meanwhile, that time we packed to Kogi State newly, so they don't even know us. They saw a young man here and they felt he had finished secondary school. And they are looking for somebody that had just finished secondary school to come and take a job. I said, I mean, let's make it work. Let's go for it. Ah, glory. And when I started that job, I had no need to save for 501. Meanwhile, I never bought 501 again. That was when I started knowing that. So I started paying tithe. Started doing some. But I was doing it with brain. Doing with brain. And as long as you are doing that, you are learning. But it's a good practice. Then it came to a point where I started transacting with God by sacrifices. Hallelujah. There were many people that would have killed me since. But there were some sacrifices that we gave quietly. And when we gave those sacrifices, when they came to fight, the herbalist that they were consulting was the one that advised them that these kind of people, there are few of them, this type don't die. this type don't die. Meanwhile, in our mortal flesh, there is nothing that we have that is protective of a spiritual weapon. But you see, there are several transactions you can have with God that will insulate you from terror and injury. That was my experience. In this place, their covenants have cut with God. Their sacrifices have delivered. There are things I have done quietly, which you will never hear. Things I have done on my knees here. I will say, God, this time, this year, if you do this, I will do this. So I will now go and look for that thing that I said I will do. I will go and give him. So that let him be the one owing. I will not even wait for him to do it first. I will go and give him. Hallelujah. Be owing. Amen? We are going to pray. It's the heart of covenant that will make a normal man a great man. This hall you are sitting in today, I was supposed to marry my damsel. Damsel that I've been courting for 5 years, that they rejected. They said, I'm not Yoruba, so I can't marry her. I said, all right. So I saved 1 million naira. Because I knew that because I was marrying a non-tribe, my uncles would not support me. It's only when you marry from our tribe, they will come out of the woods, come out of hiding, come out of the palm tree, and come and support you. Hallelujah. So I was violating the law. So I had to provide for myself. I had labored and saved 1 million to execute that mission. And then suddenly, we had a need to buy this land. And the land was so strategic. I didn't know that it was really true that this land was available until I saw the owner of the land. He fought in Biafra. Hey! Wow! And I knew this is the real. That there's land in Wurukum no, there's no land. Then we saw the owner. I had to invoke that wedding money, so that this land can be trapped. Hallelujah. I didn't know that God got jealous when I invoked that money and gave it. I didn't know. But he said, I will not spend money again for my wedding. At the end of the day, the calculation that we did was 6 million. 6 million was used to organize that wedding. The people from my village that came for the wedding were asking me, how much did you spend? Because all of them were in hotels. Oh my. Two cows laid down their lives. I saw a different way of killing cow in the West. A strange way of killing cow. And when the wedding was over, they gave us a car that was air-conditioned. That was the first air-conditioned car I had. You remember the way I used to cruise it in town? It was a sign. God took care of that wedding. From that time, even though I was a miserly person, after that encounter I had with God in my wedding, if God says, give this amount, I will no longer hold back. Because I know that if God tells a man to give, the harvest is already in sight. And the giving is actually a test of whether that man can go beyond himself. Every blessing you get from God is because you were able to be radical enough to go beyond yourself. That's how I got married. 6 million was spent.
In fact, almost everything you see there was imported. Where they imported it from, how it happened. My suit, somebody went to London and he had body that he must buy my suit. Bought my suit from London. Those suits you are seeing, it came from. My shoe. Jesus. When I march in, glory. You, oh my God. But it was covenant. It was covenant. Covenant that was at work. Covenant was power in it. I came to introduce to you the way of covenant. However, there's a heart of covenant. Your sacrifice will not be so powerful if you have not fulfilled the fundamental requirement. The requirement is this. God will not receive from a man that is not surrendered to him. Because God will first accept you before he accepts your sacrifice. There are many people that give sacrifices, heavy things, nothing happens in their life. The reason is because the man has not yet surrendered his own life to serve the will of God. So a man that is broken and offered to God, if that man offers to God, God will accept. God does not accept from everybody. Oh, you want us to establish that from the scripture? I know you know the scripture about this matter. Was it not Paul that said those guys gave themselves and their substance? First, they gave what? So a man that has not yet given himself, let him not be so eager to give to God. I went to preach somewhere and a big guy came for counseling. When he came for counseling, he said he was impressed about my style of ministration, that I was a unique preacher. And he said, I'm from Benin. This is my name. Do you know? Have you heard this name before? I said, I've never heard this. And he was not happy that I have not heard that name. God, he was expecting that. Oh my God, you should have heard it. All right, no problem. You can Google it, you can check it out. Amen. And he said that he has three oil wells that he inherited from his father. And that he's going to come in the afternoon with his lawyer to transfer one of the oil wells to me. And he spoke about the financial implication of that well. And the contracts, all of that. Then I now looked at him and said, it was obvious that the man had not yet surrendered. He was in church. But the way he was so full of himself. This man is yet to surrender. And I told him, with all due respects, you have not yet climbed the spiritual ladder enough to be able to give to God. First of all, let us look into your own spiritual well-being for the next 2 years before we see whether you'll be qualified. He got angry and left. Know the Lord. That's my counsel. We are not looking for cheap offering. Cheap. There's somebody that was to give me a Benz, one Benz car, and he made a statement. He made this statement. He said, he wanted to give his wife, but he decided to give me. I said, no. I won't collect. Give your wife. He was angry. I said, sorry. Now, if God has touched you to give, you don't need that preamble of I wanted to give. You are out of, you are not broke. You have not surrendered to God. So carry, you are will not collect from me. Go away. Well, he went and never came back. God help him. But I know the kind of things God collects. And I will not collect what God will not collect. I will not take from a man that God will not take from. God will accept you first before he will accept what you carry. Guess what? Years later, I went to preach in the same city where I met the Benin man. I still met him. This time when he saw me, because I told him that he needs to be a disciple. He needs to follow Jesus actively. He needs to bear his cross. That if he were bearing his cross, the pride with which he bashed on me would have been dealt with. It is in that day that Jesus will accept a sacrifice from me. So when he saw me, he ran away. Because he knew that those my words that I gave him were still relevant. He was still contemplating it. And his flesh was still in contention. So no need for new word. The old one is still at work. Not everybody can come into partnership and sacrifice with God. Are you ready today? The first thing we are going to do is to surrender to him. Now, let us look at Abraham's life. Are you following me? When Abraham gets to a place, what does he do? He establishes an altar, builds an altar, he pitches his tent. Because the life of the spiritual man is the life of the tent and the altar. The tent is temporary, the altar is permanent. That is a life of consistent sacrifice, because the philosophy by which our salvation was procured is by exchange. And that exchange continues by levels of sacrifice that we offer. The exchange keeps going on. The exchange keeps going on. And he keeps taking our weakness, and in the place of our weakness, he keeps supplying what? His strength. That is the secret of the Christian life. It's in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. It is no longer I that liveth, but what? Christ that liveth in me. And I will say it 1,000 times, and the testimony of the Christian life is not a changed life. The Japanese monk, the Shaolin monk, can effect a change through the latent power of his soul. But in Christianity, what we seek is more radical than what the Jewish zealots were looking for. It's an exchange. You cannot achieve an exchange until there's a spiritual sacrifice. That's the basis of exchange. And that is the basis of our spiritual experiences in God. You let go what you are in the fallen nature to exchange it for what Christ is. And the exchange goes on. If you have not given yourself, you can't give your substance. Tonight, we are going through the process of going before him and then learning what it means to present ourselves in a total committer to God. That is what makes us ready for transactions with him. Now, I don't know how God did it, but a lot of pastor's children across this country, most of them submit to me. A lot, and I mean a lot, a great lot. And I don't want to go into details, but one pastor's child sent me a WhatsApp before this prayer meeting. What's the problem? The guy that she wants to marry, she just told me that, see, there's a problem. There's an alarm. This guy doesn't like the things of God. And she's worried because she's really passionate about godly things. You understand what I'm talking about? Meanwhile, the father, who is a very spiritual man, says, that's your husband. So she's trying to cope. And she's telling me the challenges that she's having. Like, you understand what I'm talking about? Then when we trace the thing, no, you'll not like me for this statement. But we'll whisper it. Whisper it. We'll still whisper it. I'm old now. I'm old. So we don't hide again. I'm old. Hallelujah. When we trace it, we discover that the guy, because he's expecting some breakthroughs, financial breakthroughs, and all of that, and he's feeling so depressed that the breakthroughs are not coming. We traced him and found out he was living faith orientation. That he believes that. Alright? He doesn't believe submitting himself to God was a necessary sacrifice. He felt God owes him. The deeds he has done has not come out. I knew she would have a problem. Hallelujah. God does not owe you anything. If you know how to deal properly with God, you can get everything. Yes, but the way to start this journey is what? A committer. You have to surrender. So that young man is not surrendered. That is why he has this vague perspective. And the vague perspective he has was actually sown into him through church. That's the bitter aspect. People were not taught the Lord. Yes, we know God bless it. I'm showing you how. You will die to yourself first. You will surrender. He will resurrect you by the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And you will owe your rising to him. Have you ever seen somebody that was faithful evangelist Christ? The current speaker was his church member. When he became speaker, I ran away. I told evangelist Christ, he was not yours from the beginning. Because he was not surrendered to Jesus. When the situation of a man that is not surrendered to Jesus changes, he too. He changes. But he was like that when he was not changed, when his finances did not change. He had not surrendered to Jesus. The finances that came into his life just gave expression to his vanity. But a man that has transactions going on with God, if you like, give him billions, it will make him more resourceful in the kingdom of God. You know the difference now? Have you ever seen a man that is in an occult that is not dedicated to the occult? In fact, as you are coming, they are giving you laws of committer. And Satan is, as he's giving you, is frowning with dagger. Because Jesus is not like that. He allows you to do everything by an act of your own will, because that is what makes your service reasonable. You chose to do it. We must learn how to surrender. Today is a service of surrender. That's the starting point of anything that will be big. That's the reason why when they invoke your name in the mirror, they don't see you. It's light that comes, it's fire. Because you have already given yourself. You died on the altar. You submitted. There's nothing left for them to see. Nothing of flesh for them to see. It's a light that appears. It's the image of your reality in the spirit. The one that you have come to take refuge in is the one that appears. So not everybody can die by the sword. As much as we pray for Boko Haram to end, there cannot be the end of everybody in this country. Some people don't survive from the ground. There's something that holds them up. We want to learn the ways of wise men. And the way to go up is to first go down. So that the power of Christ can be the reason for which you stand, for which you live, for which you move, and for which you have your being. Now let's go the way of wisdom to surrender to Jesus. We're going to pray tonight. Now that aspect of your life that probably is very, very difficult for you is the aspect you have not surrendered. Because when you surrender, there's a fountain of grace. Is it academic? Is it? My God. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people now in our office. There is a course called Chief Officer's Course that you need to do for 6 months before you go into the management cadre. They know they will fail. So they are using union to do a looter. No Chief Officer's Course. Hallelujah. No. Baba can help you in physical things. You know, the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. It is natural to run, but it's not natural to run and not be weary. It is not natural to fly, but it is natural for the eagle to fly. So when you are mounting up with wings like the eagles, you are doing the supernatural naturally. When you are running and you are not weary, you are doing the natural supernaturally. Your covenant with God can influence natural things, and you do natural things supernaturally. You don't do it like a normal human being. The wisdom that is flowing, the power of God that is flowing. The power of God. We have not been able to tap into the resources of God. It starts with a committer, a surrender. That the best of you is not good enough. You have realized that you were created with a default, a defect, a limitation, and only the Spirit of God can complete you. Can you surrender to Him right now? Surrender to Him in prayer. That in 2017, it will not be by power. It will not be by might. But it will be by the Spirit of the living God. Can you ask Him, take over my family life? I've been having challenges with my wife. Help me with my family life. I've been having challenges in this area. Help me in this area. Holy Spirit, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I give up my technical know-how. I put it aside so that you can show me the more excellent way. The way of the Spirit, the way of God, the way of Christ. It's a time of committal. And so you want to surrender. You want to surrender. The time for beating about the bush is over. This is time to cut covenant with God. This time to ask God to come and manifest His good pleasure over your life. Now people will see the natural things happening, the rains falling. But in between those general things taking place, there are people that are in covenant with God. And He's watching over them to see that His counsel concerning their lives come to pass. These ones are not living under the privileges of natural providence. They have a scheme, an insurance policy that determines their rising. that determines their security, that determines their advantages. Can you go before him? Begin to surrender those aspects of your life. Are you working on a project, and that project has taken the best of you? Why not surrender? Say, Lord, step into this terrain and reign. Step into this terrain. Step in here. I have no experience here. I have no know-how here. My know-how is the reason for the trouble that I've had up until now. And I come to you in utter surrender. I come to you in utter surrender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mola sika bata manta sobreketala norata. Yes, yes, you need to pitch your altar and lay upon that altar and put fire upon that altar and allow every confidence that you have in the flesh to burn out so that God will set out in your direction and provide support and security. We were created limited. The Bible says it's not for man to direct his steps. The Bible says it is not given unto us to direct our steps. We were created with limitation. Only God can complete us, and he will not function around us until we acknowledge and surrender and bow and give him the right of way. Can you surrender to him? Every detail of your life, every detail of your life, push it across to him. Ask him to take control. We have no knowledge of this, and so we push it forward. A wise man said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And Jesus swung into action. Jesus went beyond his faith. Jesus went beyond his limitation and began to administer the dynamics of God. And him that beckoned upon the Lord found the Lord gracious. Even that day, he said, I am willing. Mayato mayataleko santo. Is your health the challenge? And you have tried so many things. Can you allow God to step into the center stage and take preeminence over the affairs of your life? Konde la sibria kata bonga barata. Manda sobre naskita boga zahika prasketombre. Malato sanga bayato sanimba atembonze nate braska talababoria santa abrasata barata mangadea ikabonda dates kombregede zuzahata hamba. In 2017, as we step out, we surrender first. We hide ourselves before we show ourselves, that, oh God, you might arise from within us and take care of our infirmity. You guide our ways. You take us beyond this place that we have tarried for too long, and trust us forth into destiny, into your ordination concerning our lives. We acknowledge our limitation. We acknowledge our limitation. We acknowledge our limitation. Oh, Father, even tonight, we acknowledge it. We acknowledge it. We acknowledge it in the name of Jesus Christ. Eso mena kante yate tele kompleska pata mondalia abareko si baratos kanto mena kadelia ayato bakante serakute kaparanate rumba sanda kambere kumbata eso mena kaya. We start on the threshing floor. We start on the threshing floor. We give away ourselves. We beckon on you. Oh, Son of David, have mercy on us. Our strength has failed us. Our know-how is our undoing. Our ability is our ruin. And so we surrender. Oh, all wise God, arise, and be our strength, be our might, be our warrior.
Oh Jehovah, the man of war, for we have seen the futility of confidence in the flesh, for we are the circumcision that worship the Father in spirit, we rejoice in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Ancient of Day, we call upon you tonight. Zabrota Kademasi, erect your altar, erect your altar, erect your altar, and bow before him. Trust yourself upon the altar, and he will make you strong again. He will bring you up again. For it is written, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, then he shall revitalize your mortal bodies. He shall quicken your mortal bodies. He shall make you alive. He shall take you beyond the limitation of your humanity. With humanity's limitation, with humanity's obscurity, but with God, there is all sufficiency. He is the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that sustains all, but is sustained by none. We cut covenant with you, O great monarch of Zion, O God of gods, O King of kings. We call to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Bayatos kembrenda kirabonda akabasako tamene kantolia idatos kembrege dala makande atadaita kabalato tanemokobra abela shika zaita kabalato enkomba shika pereda abande shkepoda rakambe supina kakia escamina conte, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran ahead of the chariots of Ahab. It is not by power, it is not by might, it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Surrender to him, surrender to him. Etomba saklet agalato kilabasai embrenda sukenda aparakonse paratabrata mabode kasemata mayato medekante ikaparatu atakes kompre makaparata tanta mabode balatoa asemprengete komborote kasketa bina brata mabode esamata agalate pregede isakele bokota agalato bina santeli Abalato Santo Pregasaita Kane, Abalato Kembaleko, Anseman Talababarato, Azaita Kase Berekata, Ikabalato Nose Pregate, Amama Mamarakate, call upon his name. Oh, Savior of Zion, oh God of Jacob, oh thou immortal, thou invincible, thou art powerful, for thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. We call upon you tonight. We call upon you tonight. We have seen the futility of our ability, and we come, Lord, that we might go the way of the spirit. For in the flesh, we attain to our least potential, but in the spirit, we hook up with our greatest potential. We call upon your name. We ask, O God, that you intervene. Save us, O God. Kovasika bade moskabregede. Elamak, esamina plaska. Don't go alone this year. Let God go with you. Let him go with you. Let him go with you. Let him rise with you. Let him start with you. For no man that comes, O God, goes back disappointed. We lay hold on the steps of your coming. We lay hold on your road. For it is written that the Son of Righteousness shall come with healing in his wings. And so prepare the Kadabalatwa, Amarase Paita Combre, Matalabarato Sebregede, Amarata Sekopariata. A press for Samasayet,
Thank you.
Surrender to him. Let him have his way. Make him king. 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 You will give yourself first. When you have given yourself, you are no longer in charge. Then when you give him a sacrifice, he rises like a warrior in your defense. When you make prayers to him, he comes to your aid. Your prayers become powerful because you have surrendered yourself. You are no longer the one at war. You live to serve the will of God. He becomes powerful around your life. He will no longer hide in the shadows. He will come out plainly. He will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained the good report. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, and that the things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. We want to pray and say, God, help me to walk by faith this year. Many times we hinder the move of God because we are not ready to walk by faith. Help me to walk by faith. Help me to walk by faith. Make that prayer right now. Right now. The spirit of faith, let it descend upon me. I will not walk in the flesh. I will not judge after the sight of my eyes or the hearing of my ears. I will follow your prompting. I will follow your leading. When you whisper into my ears, I will not be stubborn. I'll be willing to take the step. I'll be willing to take the step. We must walk by faith. He that observeth the cloud shall not sow, and he that regardeth the wind shall not reap. It's a call to walk by faith. It is a call to walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, and the things that were not made, things that are seen were not made, but the things that do appear. Help us to go beyond the sight of the eyes, the hearing of the ears, to live by faith, to take a step by faith, to move by faith. They say you have been around this mountain for too long. Tell my people to go forward. It's time to go forward. It's time to take a leap of faith. It's time to believe God. 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 It's time. It's time. It's time to believe. It's time to believe. Oh, yakele bonza ba. Ila gabres kopele, ebrenda kabarata, esoreta itabarakuata, ata besombre, amamanata itakombala, abaresto pila kabriata. Zabalata kusabatelia, eba zebatiata, esabria kababota katabahata, asketo pre, banato stabriata baboda, zegadaita kobra, asibriata babalata, apresto pre, kate, baliso pre, asaita koba. We are ready to walk by faith. We are ready to walk with you. Yes, to follow your prompting, to follow your leading. To step, to set our foot. When you say move, we move. To walk by faith. Give us the capacity to respond to your spirit. Aila babana suka patani makana baba. Brate, brate, brate. Asana mata, atabalata. Riako sama teleko. Izaita kote, izaita, izaita, izaita. Desaita kalata, desaita kalata, mota kanta brigade, sabarata, desaita kalata, I believe. So Seattle, We'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Listen. Listen. You know, there's always a blessing tied to coming into the presence of God. There's no time you come. There is no special blessing in the presence of God. I beheld the Lord. He put his hand in water and he sprinkled it. I said, Then the scripture came, times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Father. Then there are a lot of people here today that during the course of this year, maybe because of your job, your school, you will not have the privilege of being part of a fellowship like this for a long time. And God wants to release refreshing into your spirit that will keep you fresh every time, even though you are isolated from proper fellowship. There will be something happening on the inside, and the volcano will keep erupting day after day, time after time. Can you ask him for the refreshing now? Because that's the drink he wants to give us. That's the blessing of tonight. That's the blessing of tonight. Ask him of that refreshing. I need a revamping, my spirit. I need a revamping, a freshness that is deep-seated in my belly. A freshness, a freshness, a freshness like the magma coming from the heart of the volcano. I need a refreshing on the inside. The angel told Elijah, he said, rise, eat for the journey. The journey is far. The journey is far. There are many places that you go to, you'll be expecting to find a fellowship, but you might be the answer to the drowness, the drought, the dryness that is in the place. Arise, honey. Thy journey is far. Make sure you reach into the provisions that God is making available. You might just be the answer to the drought, the answer to the stagnation, and there's something that God wants to release into your spirit that will be the answer to the darkness, the answer to the dryness. And times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Father. Meleso bri, meleso salitate tombre, malta combre seke patu lahambatai. We want to be clothed with a freshness that will prepare us for another season of walk with you. That freshness in the spirit that will make it easy for us to believe you when you speak. That freshness in the spirit that will make it easy for us to walk with your spirit. Even though the signs is given and non-cognitive, we'll be able to read the signs in the realm and follow. We need freshness. And times of repression shall come from the presence of the Father as he renews your spirit, as he renews the anointing upon your life, as he renews the grace that is in your best. Oh, Mama Santo Regate,
I'm blessed.
God will equip you for the battle that is coming. He will equip you for the battle that is coming. The angel of the Lord that is assigned to this ministry, he has come now. Yes, he will equip you. He will equip you for the battle. He will equip you for the battle. Oh my God. He will equip you. There'll be an impartation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. There are a few people among us, there are like two of them. There is a mighty battle that has been set ahead of you. And God is equipping you tonight. Is equipping you now. Ilete, Lesokria takate branda babora. It's an impartation for the battle. You will come out strong. Yes, you will come out strong. Victorious on all sides. You will mount up. Kabolaita. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now let me pray. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, the two brethren in our midst that will be coming into collision course with a great battle for which you intend to prepare them, I ask that you release the oil, the impartation. Release the impartation. Measures of impartation. In the name of Jesus, endow them with the impartation of grace. The impartation of grace that will equip them for that encounter that the enemy has slated ahead of them in this year. That battle that will determine their rise into the next corridor. I ask for an impartation. For an impartation. Thank you, Father.
There's somebody among us here. God will give you a drink. Your soul is weary, but he will give you a drink in the next few seconds. This drink will renew you. It will renew you. It will renew you. It will renew you. It will renew you. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. Let there be a drink. A drink. A drink. You will be renewed. You'll 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 be renewed. Zie ke koporo soko keparato. Kefatato ke natali bosato ikabaratwa. En somina dualete la edoske matuala cabre. Malatukos ketamina kadiatwa. Yes, receive the renewal of strength. Tikabobosite kasozia tabo. Bresko zamina taita kombregete la sabra tataila kubre. Ma apara naski. I'm seeing somebody's destiny is open. You have been in a cage for 12 years. You have been in a cage for 12 years. And right now you are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. That which has kept your life going in circles is broken. Kavalato selekalia. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hotela Isako Brenanda Labaratus Capletalika. Alabaleto geta ito cabresta baratua. Esominatia compresa valatus cabaita compre. Avalatos etaika. Mila compra isaita compre. Antomina can hita balatua. 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 Aitamo de la si. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Itabala balabalabala. Atablata babodi bashe. Limbris katebo samina kaiba. Kobregede la sika basa itakobi. Maita kobi daba. Listen to me. I see in the Spirit. I see in the Spirit. Finally, before I run away. There's somebody that your life has been monitored. They delivered you to under surveillance, the surveillance of a serpent. There is a serpent that has been manipulating your destiny, that has been surveying your life. You have been under surveillance. You have been under surveillance. And this particular serpent always tries to destroy your life. Every time there's an opportunity for something good to happen, the serpent will raise ugly head and it will begin to manifest and it will destroy that good thing that is about to happen. But I've seen it in the Spirit. And the Bible says that when the thief is caught, 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 if you feel the Holy Ghost, it's time to pray. This is time to pray. There is a battle in the Spirit. In Gabaska, Dalimontele, Kumprega, Bandom Samantale, Igede de Kobodoko Sakatala, Umbaresco, Embrekete Combo Samakanda, Ebatute Ketata Eco Baratua, Ama Maracase Bali. Aduela man. Atabo samantali bakali. Sibregede la suka telimando. Enta baratuska tamina saibra heko kopre. Baliko patuala kambres kiba sata. Endola kande sebriete. Milo kombregede la subi. Malatali kasaita kombregede la zabalata. Abalabarabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab
We come to the seat of justice, the seat of judgment, the seat of equity. That which lays claim to your soul, that is contrary to Christ Jesus. We come to the highest court in the universe, and we present the blood of Jesus Christ. Kupe kana soba, bayendo zele kaidia, adodenge nenogudua, ikapatua kabreska balate, endene kenda kubakude katua, adedede nenorosuka, abresko badila, isamendo. And even though you were marked for death, sentenced to death, I proclaim your liberty. Ilado Basiba, Asaye, 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 Ayako Patuala Patata. Ah, Suka Badatokobo. I proclaim liberty, 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 liberty. Adia Sobregate Habasa. You will go beyond the warfare of your life. You will go beyond that warfare. This year, no, 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 no. You will go beyond that warfare. You will go beyond that limitation. You will go beyond it. I present the blood of Jesus. Hey!
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen.
I come to court. I come by the blood of Jesus. I come to transact. I come to advance a claim. Lord, as touching my brothers and my sisters, that your hand on the account of the blood might be stretched forth. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand be stretched forth. Aite kuvalite somina anda eloske brote kabaratua lekaskima raito kaba kure kaba kure kaba barata kusa makuto edamine suka ilatomina zaita kopri kabaru na shike Antomina Sula, Cambreda, Cavalato, Cubatua, Ecapena, Cadia, Iscobra, Macabeta, Cunataila, Cubra Caba, Cubra Caba, Cubra Caba, Melote Canzoniati, Ecatomina Cato Bala, Escobri Atale. I bring you out from where you were buried. Let the gate come out. Lie copade ante le gate, come out. Ah, de, come out.
Emine la ila kumbre na kabena, kabena ila buguri ya babari. Aile za ila kando za ila kumana, sima malo ila Aila mama si potaina, kusena ila tobri ya babari. Atobina zaita, kuske zaita, kumaria zaita. Kadesu, siatu, You will not die. 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 Instead of you dying, there are two people that will die. There are two people. They held you. They held you in a hut. In a hut. In a hut right there. In a hut right there. In a hut right there. Father, I demand his release. In the name of Jesus. No, you will not die. My tako berasi la to menas kadi. Mantone kasima. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. 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 Give him glory. Thank you, Father.